All right, and we are going to go ahead and hear part two of the message we began to hear last week from Brother Azar, the Brotherhood of the Staff. Again, what a powerful and anointed message that we heard starting last Monday, talking about the unity that we need in the church, in the body, and we're going to continue to hear that tonight. We first of all want to thank Brother Jacob Roseberry for helping us with all the technical aspects, and also Brother Roseberry, he's the one that strongly suggested for us to listen to this last week, and we are so thankful that we did. We are going to go ahead and begin to play this message now, and let's go ahead and begin to hear it now.
Hallelujah, 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 amen. In Genesis 4 and 7, God told him, if you do well, thou shalt thou not be accepted. Don't fight with your brother because there is a mess in your life. Don't be angry with your sister because, amen, things are not happening the way they're happening with her. Don't let that spirit get inside. Just say, you know what? I'm going to watch what she's doing. I'm going to watch what he's doing. I'm going to do what they're doing, because if God is blessing what they're doing, God will bless me. I'm tired. I don't ask God anymore to bless me. I want God to bless what I am doing. And if you do what God wants you to do, God will bless it. But Cain didn't take heed. Amen. The Bible says Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. A brother killing a brother. Took him out into the field, talked to him, oh, I love you, brother, but deep down inside of him, that jealousy was eating him up. Eating him up to a place where he committed murder. He waited on his brother to turn aside and cut his throat. You cut your brother's throat when you talk bad about him. You cut your brother's throat when you assassinate his character. Hallelujah. You cut your brother's throat, amen, when you allow that spirit of murder to get in your heart and you have something in his heart against him. You kill your brother spiritually when you give heed to that spirit. And you betray him. And his blood is shed. Hallelujah. God didn't judge Cain only for what he did to Abel. God is not going to just judge you for assassinating your brother, but he's also going to judge you for his seed and his fruits that comes after him. Because you're killing about who he would have become in God. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. You be careful. When you decide you're going to come against your brother, amen, you're coming against his family, his children, his ministry, his calling in life. You're coming against your sister and what God has planned in her life. And you better back up. Don't kill your brother. Don't kill the brother. Love the brotherhood. My Lord, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Something about jealousy will always leave you lonely by yourself and a vagabond. Hallelujah. That's exactly what that spirit will do. Will make you run, walk out on God, away from the presence of God. Don't you ever believe that God accepts anybody who kills his brother and his sister. You keep your mouth off of them. If that's all right. I know I'm a missionary, but I felt so strong in my spirit, Brother Clark, from Lebanon. I carried this message in my heart to tell you tonight, keep your mouth off your brother and sister. Don't talk bad about him. Don't talk bad about him, because God is listening. And there is a spirit of murder that's following.
Yes, in Jesus' name, praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. Amen. Let me tell you tonight. Titus 3 and 2, speak evil of no man. It doesn't matter what they have done. It doesn't matter where they're at. Speak evil of no man. That's the commandment. And when you make up in your mind, you're going to run your mouth and speak about their life and their trash and speak about what they're doing. You're speaking evil about them and you're sinning, and your sin will take you to hell. I'll tell you what I'm going to speak about them. Man, I believe that God can restore them. I believe that God can bring them back from whatever. I serve a God that can break chains. I serve a God that can pull people out. This is my brother. This is my sister. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my God. Amen. Abraham had to separate himself from Lot. Lot had it in his heart, amen, for strife. And he went to Sodom and Gomorrah. But there was something in Abraham's heart, amen, that when his brother got in trouble, amen, even though it was his nephew, the Bible says he called him my brother. And he went on and he fought king of Sodom and he brought his brother back. He didn't bring him back. Amen. Started having fellowship with him. But he interceded for him and fought for him. I want to ask you tonight, when was the last time you prayed for your brother who backslid? Or your sister who backslid? When was the last time that you felt like, God, I'm going to fight for them. I'm going to pray for them. Yes, sir.
Church, this is the will of God. Brother Czar, we are in no rush tonight. You have the anointing upon you. And I want you to just go on and do everything that's in your heart tonight. This is a word from God. It's a work of the Holy Ghost tonight. Church, the greatest thing we can do is get behind this tonight and say amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, love the Lord with me tonight. God, we love you. Oh, we love you. We love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, God. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Psalm 34 and 12. God asked this question. What man is he that desires life, amen, and love many days that he may see good? Which one of you? Lift your hands. I'm going to lift my hands the first person. Amen. This is where God gives this instruction. He said, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. My brother is fighting with me. I'm going to seek peace. And I'm going to pursue it. I'm going to focus on it. I'm going to let my brother know that I love him, that I care about him. Amen. If he's done me wrong, I'm going to be the first person to apologize. Your relationship to me matter to me more than my rights and my feeling and what you've done to me. You're my brother. I love you. We're bound together. And this is something we got to protect. This is something we got to cherish. Without it, we cannot live. We don't exist without the brotherhood. I am pursuing of peace. Hallelujah. Because I want the favor of God upon my life. I want my Father in heaven to be happy from me. I want him to say that kid loves his brother. Because when you love your brother, this is when God can take you and use you. This is when God can help you. The second thing that kills the brotherhood that you gotta be careful about is desiring position. Something when you get into that brotherhood, something you gotta leave behind is the pursuit of position. If you're pursuing a position, you are not loving the brotherhood. And don't you ever think that God is gonna give you a position without testing your love for the brotherhood. I am not interested in people who have anointing and calling and talents. I want people who love the brotherhood before I give them a position. Do you love them? Would you care about them? If they broke out on the road, would you go out and help them? Because if it's in your heart for that position, there's going to be a time that you're going to kill your brother to protect that position. And you are not fit for the kingdom of God. You're not fit to be part of that family. God is looking for individuals who love one another, care about another, and protect the brotherhood. Esau wanted to kill his brother because of the blessing that comes with the birthright. If I can get that birthright, I'll get that blessing. I'll get that place. In Genesis 27, 41, notice another time that how the spirit of murder comes around the brothers. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning of my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. That's the same spirit that killed Abel, now wants to kill Jacob. The same spirit, amen, that God wants to use and bless. The same person that God wants has a plan for their life. The devil recognizes that. And so what he does, he'll send that spirit of murder so you would kill that brother and sister that God has a plan for their life. And God forbid that you and I would be that individual so foolish to break the staff of brotherhood and kill my brother and sister for personal interest. That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. The third thing that kills favor, that kills, amen, the spirit of the brotherhood, it's called favoritism. Joseph's brothers wanted to kill him because God's favor was on his life. Isn't it amazing how your friends and brothers, they'll accept you as long as you're with them on their level, but the moment God elevates you, all of a sudden they distance themselves from you, and all of a sudden they start finding fault with you. God's favor has two sides. Hallelujah. One side comes and it comes with God's, because God has a purpose and a plan. God doesn't favor anybody just because they're special. He favors them because God has a job for them. And it is my job as my brother and sisters get favor to get behind them so I can do what God wants them to do. It is not the will of God for me to become, amen, see God's favor upon their life. The pastor is using them, or God is using them in a certain way, instead of start shooting these arrows at them, try to bring them down. It is my job to stand behind them, support them, because when they get there, God has a purpose for their life that pertains to me. If they do good, I'll do good. If he succeeds, I'll succeed, because we are in this thing together. There is nothing worse than seeing brothers fight among each other. Have you seen it in families? Hallelujah. There is nothing worse than seeing sisters fighting among each other. My Lord, my God, anybody who fights his brother or sister is a fool. Genesis 37:18, and when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. Murder. You would never think you'll commit murder. Well, so many spiritual murders happens, and those brethren, some of them never recovers. When you murder them, you murder their children, their spouse, their wives, you kill them. That was the plan. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and we'll say some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what become of this, of his dreams. You know why God chose Joseph out of all the 12? Not just because he was the youngest. I believe God chooses the little and the... But you know the reason why every time God chose somebody in the Bible, do you know why? Because they loved the brotherhood. Joseph was the only person among all the 12 where God can trust to take care of with his brothers. God had a plan to keep a seed for the Israelites when the famine comes, and God said, I got to take one of these brothers, I got to send them ahead so he can preserve, amen, his brothers. And here the same person that's trying to save them, the same person they're trying to kill. Amen. Joseph responded to his brethren. He was the one, when his brothers came, he had no bitterness in his heart. Can God trust you when your brothers and sisters do you wrong, that you will not hold any bitterness in your heart? Hallelujah. Amen. If you know what the test of the brotherhood is really, you want to pass that test, is when your brother and sisters do you wrong and you still love them. You still love them. You still love them. Hallelujah. This is when God said, you know what? This is the person that I am looking for. This is the Joseph that I can send into Pharaoh's house, because I know when the time comes, he's not going to, amen, take vengeance against his brothers, but he's going to love them because my heart is for the brotherhood. The Bible tells us he fell on their necks when he saw them. And you know what his response to them in Genesis 45 and 7? He said, God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. That's the guy that they wanted to kill. Amen. I want to get excited when my brother gets promoted. When my sisters get elevated. Man, it means God is sending me ahead because God is fixing to help me somehow, some way. Amen. The blessing, you see, the blessing when it comes on one person, it comes on the family of God. I want my brothers to be blessed. I want my sister to be blessed. I want them to do well. I want them to get promoted. I want them, amen, to succeed, because when they do, I'll succeed. Hallelujah. The fourth thing that will kill the brotherhoods, it's called prejudice. And it comes in different colors and forms and shapes. David and his brothers, they knew he was the chosen by God to be king. They saw him get anointed by the prophet of Samuel. It was right in front of their eyes. Amen. 1 Samuel 16 and 13, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brother, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. But when David went to visit his brethren, he went there, and you know what? There was something that God noticed about David, that God said, I'm going to choose David beside all of his brethren, because there was something in the heart of David that God found. David loved his brothers. David loved the brotherhood. You want God to use you? Develop a love and a patience for the brotherhood. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we know the story. His brother Eliab told him, what are you coming here? This is pride in your heart. There is nothingness in your spirit. You came here to see the battle. You know what he responded? Is there not a cause? You know where David's heart is? The brotherhood is being humiliated, is being downgraded, is being attacked by Goliath. Amen. There is something about the brotherhood that is fixing to die. Is there not a cause? If it was about David, David would have never went to fight Goliath. If he would have never stepped into a place where he can lay his life on the line. But he did it because he had the same spirit of Jesus Christ, where he laid his life for his brethren. Something about David, he knew how to build the brotherhood. He was able to take, to make out a disjointed, dysfunctional, distressed men, people who are in debt. They ran to him, they flocked to him. He was the kind of leader that he can take all these people and make a great army from them. Can God trust me when people come into my life that I can build them? You know what's the problem today is that brothers don't trust each other and sisters don't trust each other. I'm afraid that I open myself to you and confine to you and tell you what I'm struggling with, and you hold it against me and you judge me. So I'm going to isolate myself and I'm going to keep build these walls and separate myself from everybody. Amen. Because there is no trust. May the Lord, that's what I'm praying for in our church in Lebanon. I said, God, give me people in our church that loves the brotherhood. That you can come to me with no problem what your problem is. And you can know that it's going to stay there. I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to stand with you. I'm going to help you. I'm not going to judge you. But I'm going to help you go through it because you're my brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A love for the brotherhood will make you a great leader for God. Another thing that I found that kills the brotherhood is anxiousness. Anxiousness and personal ambition. Personal agenda. Man, I got to do something for God. Well, you know, you're doing something for God. You're in the brotherhood. I want to be used by God. Well, God will use you. You're in the brotherhood. You're in the sisterhood. I've seen people leave and leave churches and go isolate themselves, go out of the will of God because of that anxiousness in them. I've learned to thank God for closed doors more than open doors. Every time the closed door closed in my face, I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, because you're keeping me from going into the wrong direction. I'm not wanting to open my own doors and open my own things and do my own things. When God wants me to go through a door, you know what? He will push you through it. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want to have that anxiousness in my spirit. I want to stay with the brotherhood. I want to stay with the fellowship. I want to stay with the church. Hallelujah. How many people, man, I feel like it's time for me to move on. Move from what? From the brotherhood? Move from what? From the church? Move from what? The sisterhood? When God needs you to strengthen your brother and love your brother and help your brother, that's your calling. That's your first calling before you do anything for God. God is looking for people who would love one another. Love the brotherhood. Love your church. Love your brother. Love your sister. Don't let anybody talk ill about them. Don't let anybody talk ill about your pastor or your church. That's your brotherhood. They talk bad about them, they're talking bad about you. That's your family. That's your honor. That's your integrity. That's where you belong. That's where you're raising your children. That's your house. This is the house of God. They're talking bad about your father. When they talk bad about your brother, they're talking bad about your father. There got to be something will rise in you. Said, hold on a minute. I don't want that spirit around me. You keep your mouth shut. I am for the brotherhood. That's right. Oh, that's right. That's right. I said, that's right. There got to be something will rise in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what God is going to do. There is a staff of brotherhood that God is laying at these altars. For those who want to come and say, I'm going to grab a hold of that staff. I'm going to grab a hold of that brotherhood. I'm going to get it into my heart and get it into my mind. Hallelujah. 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 Are you ready? Are you ready for revival? Are you ready for a move of God? Are you ready for God to bring people into the brotherhood? That's right. That's right. That's right. Hallelujah. If you have a price tag on your shoulder, I promise you tonight the devil will pay that price. Hallelujah. You've made a covenant with God that you're going to live for Him, that you're not for sale. Don't you be for sale for nothing. No matter what comes your way, no matter what they offer you, no matter what they tell you, no matter what, don't you break that staff of the covenant. Because when you break it, you're going to break the staff of the brotherhood. That's exactly the problem of Judas. He was brought into the fold. He was part of the brotherhood. Amen. Jesus could depend on him. He was one of them. He had the secrets. God, Jesus would reveal to him. Amen. All the proverbs, all the things he would tell everybody in proverbs and everything. But he would take his disciples. He was with them. He was trusted with the money. He was part of the brotherhood. But the Bible tells us that Judas covenanted himself with the priest. Covenanted himself for 30 pieces of silver. And that staff that was called beauty, because that's what God sees. That's what the covenant is all about. Hallelujah. Is that fellowship, that church where God promised to be their God and be their father and they be their children. He went and broke the band and the staff of the brotherhood. Don't be a Judas in the house of God. Don't be a Judas that said, you know what? It's about me. You're making a big, big mistake. It was his will. The devil's been after it from Cain time throughout the scriptures all the way to the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew, I got to scatter the brothers. I got to scatter the disciples. So he betrayed his master Jesus. And the Bible tells us they were all scattered away. But you know what was on the mind of the Lord Jesus? When he went, before he went to Calvary, do you know, can I tell you tonight what was on the mind of our Lord? The brotherhood. He went to Peter and he said, Peter, I know you're going to go through some stuff, but when you are converted, strengthen your brothers. Look after the brotherhoods. Peter, I trust you to keep the fellowship, keep everybody together, keep your brother. I know everybody's going to go and they're going to talk and they're going to backslide, they're going to do all this stuff, they're going to run away. But Peter, when God touches you, you would be the one, amen, that will strengthen the brothers. You'll be the one that will bring them back together. And do you know, amen, that after he was converted, it was Peter on the day of Pentecost. They asked Peter and the brethren, what shall we do? Peter had that in his heart, if I'm going to do anything for my master, if God called me for anything, I'm going to gather the flock. I'm going to bring the brotherhoods. I'm going to bring them together. Because that's what Jesus is after. That's what Jesus had called me to do. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in my heart tonight. Would you be the one? Would you be the one when God touches your life, said, you know, Lord, you can depend on me. I'm going to love the brotherhood. Even when Jesus, before he went to heaven, he got Peter and said, Peter, do you love me? If you love me, you love the brethren. You love my sheep. I put you in that position. If you stand with me tonight. I really don't know how to end the service. I feel like I'm in a deep water tonight. But I feel like I've preached the burden of the Lord tonight. And I feel such a strong pull in my spirit. And the only thing I can see in my spirit is that there is a staff of the brotherhood right here in this altar. Amen. That God is calling you, brother, and calling you, sister, to come and grab a hold of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what I want you to do tonight. Amen. I want the sisters, as it's fit, husbands and wife, I want you to grab a hold of the person right next to you. And I want you to start praying for them. I want you to start asking God to bless them. And for God to promote them. And for God to help them. Amen. Talk to them. Tell them, I'm going to be right there with you. You're not going to go through this alone. I am your sister. I'm going to stand by you. You can count on me. You can depend on me. You're not going to be by yourself. You're not going to have to go through it on your own. But this is what this church is known for. It's known for the brotherhoods and the sisterhoods. And if you are a visiting person tonight, I urge you in the Holy Ghost, grab someone's heart and say, God, pull me into your family. Pull me into the flock. Bring me into you. Jesus, in your precious name, God, from this day forward, I'm going to protect the brotherhood. I'm not going to let a spirit of murder come around. But God, I'm going to stand for my brothers and sisters, and I'm going to strengthen them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, enough with division, enough with selfishness, enough, amen, with betrayal, enough with focusing on yourself, enough with strife, enough with talking bad about others, enough with all of that. Go back to the principle, go back to where it all started, go back, amen, to right there. Love one another, care for one another, bond together in the Holy Ghost. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. The Lord is going to smile upon your life. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, take it out of my heart. Take it out of my spirit. Don't let anything separate me from the flock. Don't let any spirit of anxiety, every spirit, God, of anxiousness, everything, God, I pray tonight. Jesus. Jesus. That's right. I'm going to fight for my children. I'm going to fight for my wife. I'm going to fight for my brother. I'm going to fight for my sister. I'm going to fight for my children. I'm going to fight for my husband. I'm going to fight. It's my family. My church. It's God's kingdom.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. You heard this message tonight. You felt the anointing go forth. And I'll be honest with you, we could have ended this. I could have ended this a little bit earlier as the altar call began. But the truth of the matter is you felt that anointing as Brother Azar was finishing up his message and entering into that altar call. And I just wanted that anointing, that spirit to permeate our minds and our spirits tonight as we're hearing this broadcast once again. What a powerful message and so many important points. I'm going to probably not cover all the points here, but he talked about the determinants, the obstacles, the things that are going to get in the way of the brotherhood, and that is jealousy, a spirit of murder, or someone that's wanting position or favoritism. And he talked about Joseph, how Joseph loved the brotherhood. Even though he was offended, severely offended, sold into slavery, he didn't allow bitterness to get into his heart. And it's a lesson for us. Even if we're offended, and Pastor Clark has said it, we are all going to be offended, or we are going to be the offender. We're going to be the offender or the offended, but we need to continue to love the brotherhood. He also mentioned how that when my brother or my sister succeeds, I succeed. That's the attitude we need to have. If my brother or sister succeeds, I am going to succeed. He also mentioned how that there needs to be trust between the brotherhood. A love for the brotherhood will make you a great leader. Praise God. And he also talked about our first calling. Our first calling needs to be to love the brotherhood. And at the very end, he made a great point when he said that sometimes when all these things, something gets a hold of our mind, our heart, and our spirit, we need to pray, Lord, take it out of my heart. Take it out of my spirit. We don't want anything to get in that's going to drive, that's going to create a chasm or a difference or a division between our brother and our sister. Praise God. And the last thing I can tell you is this. As he was talking about all this, I realized these are all spiritual things that Brother Azar was talking about. But let's get real practical here for just a moment. The truth is this, church, a family, think about a family, your brother, your sister, mom and dad, and in the natural sense, it's easy to get comfortable, to get used to each other and begin to say, well, I know my brother the way he is. I know my sister the way she is. Hey, I'm guilty of it. We are all guilty of this, of seeing things in our brother and our sister. Well, that's just the way they are. And I know him. I know her. But church, we got to put on that spiritual hat and say, Lord, help my brother and help my sister because I have faults of my own. Praise God. And on that note, I want to end by saying this. I want to brag on one of my brothers, and that's Brother Sid. You see, the other day we were barbecuing at his house, and I said, Brother Sid, you know what? You just do all this work for us for these fellowships, and I want to thank you for this. And Brother Sid responded by saying, Brother Vic, this is good work. I enjoy doing this good work. And he was talking about, you know, cooking up all this food for the people. He enjoys doing this work. And I thought, Brother Sid, you don't know what spiritual application you just hit upon right now. That's the attitude God wants us to have. He wants us to enjoy the work of God, because this work that we're doing is for new converts, for new people that are going to come into the church. And on that note, Brother Sid sent out a message on a group text earlier today, how that he witnessed to someone at work and how that the Lord gave him the words to invite someone to church. And the person said, you know what, I want to go to church. I want to visit your church, Sid. And Brother Sid ended the message by saying, hey, we need to reel him in. And of course, that got me excited. And I thought, hey, Brother Sid, you're going fishing. The Lord is going to make you a fisher of men. And I want to go fishing with Brother Sid. And that is that true love of the brotherhood that is going to bring true revival. Praise God. Well, everyone, we hope that you enjoyed this message from Brother Azar. It's going to be up on the website in the next day or two. If you want to listen to it again, it is a powerful message that we heard a year ago. With that said, everyone, have a great night in the name of Jesus. Amen.